Hey y'all, it's digital media tool time. It's tool time, my friends, and I am psyched to share with you two tools today. Two tools today, that's kind of a tongue twister, and ooh, I just keep tongue twisting with the T's, what? Anyways, I'm gonna share with you a couple of tools that I've been using, kind of in love with them right now, and they've helped me so much in my social media marketing business. So stay tuned. The first tool is called Lumen 5. Bloggers, take note. This first tool is one that I've been using for a little over 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and it has not only helped launch one of my clients' Facebook pages into what I like to call a mini viral frenzy, but we've also seen, get this, 192% growth on their website page views, and time on site has grown this month by over 300%. All without digital ads. The only place, in fact, that we posted this video was on Facebook. So I kind of gave it away a little bit. It is a video tool. So the tool is called Lumen 5, and it basically allows you to easily create text-based videos based off the content that you already have existing on your blog, right? So I'm all about repurposing great content. This tool is going to make that happen. So this tool is not only incredibly easy to use, but it also is free. Well, you know, at least until the word gets out, I imagine. Videos can be put together in a matter of minutes and easily uploaded to your Facebook page directly from Lumen 5's website, or you can download them and add them wherever your heart desires. So if you're going to try out Lumen 5, that's awesome. Try it out. But here are a couple of tips that, you know, I've learned along the last couple of weeks that I've tried it. Number one, consider if your blog post can be cut up into short, as in 2 minutes or less, videos that are text-based only. So does it translate well? So in other words, is it not too complex that you can't get your point across clearly in a very short amount of time and with less text than obviously that's in your blog? So that brings me to point number two, less is more. If you have a really long blog post, I suggest that you map out how you can cut that into several shorter videos. If you have a blog post that can be turned into several videos, more power to you, right? That's just way more content to share on your social networks and embed into your blog, if you so choose. Number three, don't put too much in your videos. I've tested this tool with many of my clients and many different kinds of content, and I have discovered that less copy is more. Less is more, like I mentioned before. But the less copy you can use to convey your message clearly, the better. Remember that you can always direct people back to your original blog to dive into the topic deeper, which is really the whole point. Now, I don't know if I need to remind you that Facebook loves video. The executive team at Facebook has stated several times they are focused on bringing more video to the network. This also means that there is a preference to video in the timeline algorithm. So if you are wanting more organic reach on your business page, using video can certainly help with that. Try out this fantastic tool. Hey, let me know what you think. Onward to tool number two that I'm sharing today. Now here's the deal, y'all. I love getting mail, as in, you know, old school snail mail. And we're not talking about bills or junk. Nope. But I do love a personalized handwritten notes, cards, postcards from colleagues, acquaintances, friends, and family. Nothing makes an impact in your follow-up with a new contact than a handwritten thank you note. But here's the problem. The problem is I am horrible at mailing things. It does not matter how easy you think mailing should be or is. Does not matter. I am that bad. I still have birthday cards that I meant to send to my nephews from their fourth birthday sitting in a box in my office. By the way, they're both now in high school, my nephews. So how does someone like me, or maybe you, send out thank you cards and follow up in a personalized way that will actually get to the recipient? instead of sitting in a box in your office. Well, I use this handy dandy tool called Handy Written. That's written with a Y. Handy Written allows me to use their website or their app to choose a high quality greeting card, type in, I'm really good at typing, what I want to say, and choose a handwriting that best matches my own, or, you know, whichever one I like best that day. Add a recipient, or you can import a slew of recipients and send that thing out. Unlike products like send out cards, the handwriting actually looks 100% real and not printed. That's because they actually use a special tool that creates, it actually holds a pen and it writes. It's super cool. By the way, you can also send out gift cards to many a store, including Target and Amazon, just to name a few. So if they're having a birthday or you want to send a special thank you, that's always rocking. Prices for the cards start around $3. So if you consider what it would cost to go to the store, pick out a card, buy a stamp, go and, you know, mail it and all the time. Anyways, add this to your marketing budget and remember, fortune is in the follow-up. If you enjoyed these tips, go ahead and send the equivalent of that thank you card my way by commenting, sharing, favoriting, leaving me reviews. Your feedback is what keeps me wanting to bring it every day. As in bring it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, thank you so much for listening and interacting with me today. You go out there and have a rockin' day.